Wellington Jeweller has created a new diamond setting. It's said to be the first major innovation in diamond setting since 1886. Ian Douglas is the founder of the Village Goldsmith. He's been working on this one for 20 years and he joins me now. Hi, Ian.
Oh, good afternoon, Jesse.
Wow, take us back to 20 years ago. It was just a dream, was it?
Yeah, it certainly was. It was something that arose out of client demand, really. It wasn't something that I sort of, you know, suddenly had this eureka moment thinking that this is going to be the next best thing. And as a jeweller, it's a fairly constant refrain that, you know, customers will say to a jeweller, look, I love the design you've made and I love the piece of jewellery, but is there some way you can kind of hide the clasps? You know, I'd like to see more of the diamond or the gem. And seriously, it's a refrain that we hear constantly around the world. Yeah. So it kind of it set me down on this path of exploration because I had this idea, but it was probably at that point, shall we say, ahead of its time because there wasn't, I suppose, the metallurgy, there wasn't the kind of science and technology that has now been required to get it to where we have.
Yeah, you're talking about attaching the diamonds to the ring, usually, without seeing the attachment. And how hard is it to do that?
Extremely, yeah. It's massive. It really, really is. And I think one of the reasons that there hasn't been that innovation since Charles Tiffany did that amazing thing and lifted a diamond up out of the jewellery and, you know, created this fine six-claw setting and a fine shank. And look, that still sells today. It's still a beautiful design, and Tiffany, you know, are rightly proud of it. But we kind of thought, well, is there some way that we could take those clasps away? But the law of physics and the shape of a diamond dictates that, of course, you've got to hold it in there. So what I did is I redesigned the profile of the diamond and its whole underside to accommodate a new series of facets and this micro groove, which runs continuously around the underside of the diamond. And then into that, we've snap-locked this specialist titanium alloy that locks into the diamond in such a way that it can just never come out. And we've worked extensively over the last 10 years in particular. We worked with Callaghan Innovation here in New Zealand who actually set up a lot of testing equipment that would put through the object that we created through a series of tests and loads and stresses to physically prove and gather the data and information that we needed out of that to actually showcase that, yeah, it is actually stronger. So that you know, was a massive achievement. But when you play with diamond, you've got to be so, so careful with how you alter the facet structure of it because, of course, a diamond's all about looking beautiful, having scintillation and light return. And the moment you cut a groove or change it in any single way, you alter that light reflection and hence you can alter the value. So we had to work extensively to redesign that profile to accommodate the groove. And we were very, very lucky to work with the most stringent diamond grading laboratory in the world, which is the American Gem Society Laboratories. And they were so captivated by what we'd created that they actually created a whole new international diamond grading paper on our cut and did that pro bono, which was, you know, basically unheard of. They were so thrilled with what we'd done. So we're able to prove that the light performance of the diamond hasn't been affected. And then we've also created a connection to it that is stronger than anything that's ever been done before. And of course, now the diamond just sits in a you know, lovely plain band or in a pendant setting or in the ears as solitaire studs, and you just don't see any clasps. It's just the gem floating by itself.
And so I'm getting the impression this is a big deal, not just for your customers around Greater Wellington, but you anticipate this being international news and an international sort of significance.
Absolutely the case. We've been really, really fortunate to link closely with New Zealand Trade and Enterprise, you know, developing our business plan and our model. And they've been incredibly supportive. You know, they've been fantastic to work with because they can see that this is it's a game-changing scenario. As I mentioned earlier, it is a refrain that jewelers hear all the time. And to overcome that is actually it's the holy grail of diamond setting. It really is, particularly in a solitaire. That's never ever been done before, and so we, you know, we've got patents on this. The global jewellery market, this is just diamond jewellery, Jesse. It's absolutely astounding. Is on average about $90 billion a year, US dollars, in turnover, And almost half of that spend occurs in the United States, which is a staggering statistic. But that's where we're kind of aiming our focus, is on that US market. And we have to use extremely highly graded diamonds that are very clear, very pure, and very perfectly cut. So it aims at that premium end of the market, and that's what we're aiming at. We do believe, and our goal and ambition is, out of that $90 billion, if we can pick up 2% of that, that's our goal within the next 5 years, then, of course, we're looking at a pretty significant turnover. And you know, we've got the business modeling and everything to work on that. We've linked with one of the largest producers of cut and polished diamonds in the world, who, from a supply chain point of view, we've got an agreement with them to supply as much diamond as we can order. So, yeah, there's some really exciting things in the pipeline that we hope to build out of here in Wellington, a company that can just change the world as far as diamonds are concerned.
And you've been doing it for 40 years. Have you had many days as significant as this?
No. I'm still seeing clients that I first started making jewelry for 40 years ago. And you know, I've been in the industry for almost 50. I've been very, very fortunate to meet some amazing people over the years internationally and both domestically, and created, you know, that's what I trained as. I trained as a manufacturing jeweler. So, you know, sitting at a workbench and handcrafting jewelry for people has been my life. And I've been fortunate to make some beautiful and amazing pieces for some very, very well-known people. But yeah, this is certainly the icing on the cake.
Yeah. Does it cost extra?
By the nature of the cutting and the whole process to get it, yes, it's more time-consuming and more exacting than cutting a conventional diamond. So as a comparison for the same, should we say, color, size, carat, clarity of a diamond, it's about 10% more expensive than a standard equivalent, but that's simply because of all the extra, if you like, time and care and attention that it takes to get it to the exact standard we need.
Any New Zealanders got one already?
Several. Yeah. Look, it's just been staggering. We've been doing, of course, focus groups to just establish the feedback. I mean, we know it's great and we know it works. But what is amazing is that when you have people and give them the opportunity to see it and try it on, and it becomes a no-brainer. It sells itself. You know, we've had customers put a floating diamond ear stud in their ear and then a conventionally claw set diamond, you know, in the other ear, and it's a no-brainer. They just purchase the floating diamond straight away. But yes, we've got people buying rings. We've shipped them already into Canada.
And just, sorry, one other question while we have time is, are you confident you can protect the IP around this? Because I guess that's pretty crucial.
Oh, absolutely it is. And we have patents that do protect that. And simply because if you move outside of the extremely fine parameters that are required to bring this thing together, then it's not going to work. You'll compromise light, you'll compromise the strength setting. And plus, the process that we've had to develop, again, with years of work, as far as the connecting the titanium into the precious metals, there are very special processes in there. Look, ultimately, it will get copied. You know, people will reverse engineer this. They'll try and figure out ways to, you know, work around our patents. But it's going to take a long time. It's taken us 10 years to get it right. Look, it's one of those things. You can only go so far with these things. But we've put every sensible and logical step in place to make sure that we have got it protected.
Nice to talk to you. Congratulations on this big day.
Thank you very much, Jesse. Yeah, it's fairly momentous. We're thrilled. The phone's been going crazy, and there's people in the store, and they're reselling online today too. It's just, yeah, we're thrilled. So thank you very much.
Great. Ian Douglas, founder of The Village Goldsmith.